Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a huge win yesterday. That win came at a great time. It snapped a six-game losing streak and an eight-game winless streak. For you, how important was it to get that monkey off your proverbial back?
Well, just more for the group, Kelly. It was just just happy to see him get rewarded again. A lot of hard work, every week we try to prepare the same, and so you come up short, like you said. Other than the tie Saturday at Clarkson, the rest of them are losses, so that can wear on you. So going into the game, certainly we knew where we were at, opportunity to get points. We're playing at home, all those things. If you lose the game, it's just the hole gets that much deeper. So just in that sense, to win it was big.
For a player like Reese Hunt, who was last year's BSU points leader for the season, how important was it for her to finally get on the scoreboard? Obviously, she had some great looks in prior games, but for her just to have that confidence booster has got to be important.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She knows she's a big part of our forward group. She puts pressure on herself as it is, but she's been playing well. I think there's been plenty of games where she's been our best forward. And again, we've talked before. It's a hard league to score in. You gotta work hard. You gotta go to those hard areas, and that's exactly what she did last night to score that goal. She got the puck to the net, went to the net. There was chaos there because Taylor Nelson's standing net front to create it, and she's there to put it in. So hopefully it's the start of a hot streak for her. She, along with a lot of other players, had some good looks last night, and we talked this morning. If we keep getting those looks, they're bound to go in.
You get great play out of that. What is now kind of a partial fourth line, Shelby Bryland, Gino Hendrickson. I know you had Alyssa Watkins down on that line for a while there too. Those three obviously have played well together, but Shelby finally getting that goal. She's just a grinder out there, isn't she?
Very much so. It's a great way to describe her game. She's very gritty, very tough, hard-nosed. It was you talk about rewarding to see somebody get rewarded. That's exactly what that goal was. Great play by Gino to win the draw, something she's very good at. Shelby picked it up and she didn't hesitate. She was on her backhand and just turned and fired it, and it was a combination of a screen. Maybe it hit one of their players, but whatever, it wound up in the back of the nets, and certainly a big goal for us at the time. And fun to see her get her first one, and hopefully the start of some more for her.
It was also great to see your goaltender finally getting rewarded for her play. Hannah Hogensen's played out of her mind against the top three teams in the country, and finally last night gets that win, 26 saves. But she just looked like a different player down there. Very calm, didn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. Great description. Very, very calm. I've said before, she's pretty unflappable. Doesn't matter what's going on, even in those games where things were getting out of hand in terms of who we were playing. She just stands in there and does her best to keep the puck out of the net. Team trusts her. Team believes in her, and that's the biggest thing. And they're going to do whatever they can to help her out. You saw that with all the shot blocks, but we need to help her out even more. So there's just too many grade A's that we're giving up. And again, looking at film this morning, we just pointed out a lot of it was stuff we did that created those chances for them. And if we can eliminate that, that's gonna help her out even more.
You get a 2-1 win yesterday, and I know this team, they are not satisfied with just one win. How bad does your team want to sweep Mankato today?
Well, you get the first one, Kelly. That the only way you get two is to win Friday night, right, or whatever your first game is. So we have the opportunity. That's what this game's all about. We know they're going to be better. So our challenge is not that we need to be better, because there was a lot of things I liked in terms of our compete, our work ethic, all those things I thought were really, really good. It's just the areas we talked about. Managing the puck a little better, making better decisions where, in terms of where we are with the puck, those kind of things can really help us out. And we showed them. We created a lot of really good chances ourselves. We just needed to maybe make one more play or a little better shot selection, and we could have had a big old crooked number. So that's our challenge. Let's see if we can go out there and do that today.
Well, I know Shelby, when I talked to her last night after the game, she's our player profile today, but I asked her about all that. You know, Claire Vekic hit one off of the post, and you know, those, you're getting those opportunities. And she said, you know what, we want to score. We, you know, she goes, it's just going to happen. We're gonna be able to put those away. It's nice to have your team's mindset to just keep trying, never give up.
Oh, absolutely. That's a big part of our culture, and we've seen that in even some of those games where, you know, things were obviously not in our favor score-wise. The group never gave up. They kept fighting and kept battling, and that's you know, something that us coaches take a lot of pride in, and so does the group. And that's a great. I think Shelby's exactly right. We just got to keep at it, keep working hard at it. Some of those chances are going to start going in for us here.
Today, our radio group, Beaver Radio Network and RP Broadcasting, hosted Treat Street. It's a free community event, and I have to thank you, Coach, because your group of players came out and helped us with that event. It's fun for them to get to connect with the community, and for also the people coming through getting a chance to go see a women's hockey game, those kids getting a chance to see the Beavers play today for free. But thank you so much for allowing your players to be part of our event.
Oh, absolutely! They enjoy those things, and even though it's the day of a game, they have their pregame rituals that they follow. The fact that they're there, that speaks volumes for the type of people they are, and glad that they could help out. And that line was pretty impressive when I came to the arena this afternoon. It wrapped all the way around to almost our door by our office. That was quite a crowd. So fun to see.
Hopefully we'll get that crowd here today.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking. Hopefully they're all coming to the game.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show. We come back, we visit with Shelby Bryland. She scored her first career goal last night. It's on the way next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.